Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you, open heaven over you, and shower His grace, His mercy, and His blessing upon your life. The Lord told me to produce this reading scripture time and praying with you that the promises of God shall happen in your life and my life. It's wonderful to read the Word of God and mix the Word of God with faith in our heart, and then we declare it, we speak it, we pray, and we also command the wrong things to leave our life. So we're going to spend time together to read the scriptures and put the scripture in our heart, and we're going to build faith and pray together. Let me start by reading Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. Then said the Lord to me, "You have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it." The Bible says that God is watching over His word, and He shall make it happen. Therefore, we can trust the Lord that He is a faithful God. He is watching over His promises and His word. And when we pray according to His promises or His scriptures, we can count on Him that He will perform what He says. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. Has He said, and will He not do? You see, the question is, has God said something, and will He not do it? He will. He is a faithful God. Or has He spoken, and will He not make it good? We can fully depend on God's faithfulness, and we can have confidence that His promise are yes and amen. And we can really stand on His word by faith and wait to see the manifestation of the fulfillment of His promise. Isaiah chapter 44 verse 3. Let's read the scripture together. "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." This is a promise of God that if we are thirsty and hungry for the things of God, for the stream of living water from heaven, and when we open our heart to receive the blessing from heaven, we obey His command. The Lord said that He will pour out His spirit on our life and on our offspring, and His blessing on our descendants. Let us pray together. Let us believe that the Lord will pour His spirit on us and our offspring so that we will not live dry, defeated, in lack, or depressed. We're going to be in revival, and the Spirit of the Lord will be on our life and on our children and grandchildren to the thousand generations. Let us pray. Let's believe for the outpouring of the Spirit. Let us believe for the blessing and the victory, the breakthroughs in our life. Father, we come to You right now, and we believe in the promise of God in the book of Isaiah that we just read, Lord. We believe, Lord, we will not live dry, defeated, discouraged, or lack. We're going to be prosperous, Lord, because You pour your Holy Spirit on us and into our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren to the thousand generation. Lord, pour your Spirit and your blessing upon each and every one of us. Pour your Spirit upon your church, Lord. Open the floodgate of heaven. We promise you, Lord, we're going to stay hungry for your Spirit, for your living water all the days of our life. And you are the faithful God. Heaven is open over us. And we will live a holy life. We're going to be in obedience and faith and love. And the blessing of Abraham shall overtake us, shall really follow us down to the thousand generations, Father. We believe and declare that you shall pour your Spirit and the blessing and the grace and the favor of heaven upon our life, Lord. Lord, we promise you, Lord, that we will not have the poverty or defeated mentality. We're going to have the abundance mentality or mindset, and we're going to stand on your promise in the book of Isaiah here, Lord. And we believe, Lord, the blessing is ours as we obey you and live a life of honoring you, Lord. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. But he was wounded. He means the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, was wounded. He was wounded at the whipping post and also at the cross for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The iniquities is our sins and the punishment of sin. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. Jesus Christ at the whipping post and at the cross took the curses, took the iniquities and the punishment of sin upon him. And one of the punishments of sin is sickness. And by his stripes, we are healed. Every time I started to get sick or have some symptom, I quote this scripture and declare it and believe it and stand on it, that by the stripes of my Lord, my Savior, and my healer, Jesus Christ, by his stripes, I was healed. So let us declare right now. Let us believe together and pray and command the sickness in your body or in your family, in your household to go away. Our God is a God of miracles. Our God is the healer. He is Jehovah Rapha, God the physician. Father, thank you so much for sending Jesus Christ into the world 2,000 plus years ago. And we know, Lord, we believe at the whipping post and at the cross, he took our sin, our iniquities and curses and poverty, and also the sicknesses that has been really bothering many people right now, Lord. And Lord, we believe healing belongs to your people, Lord. Therefore, Father, right now, we want to proclaim that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. And my brother and sister who join me right now in this clip or in this teaching are healed. We command in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the name of Jesus Christ, that the curse of sicknesses or any type of sickness have to be gone, and the power of the Holy Spirit touch my brother and sister and give them healthy life, give them victory in the area of health. We thank you, Father, for your faithfulness, and thank Jesus for dying for us and suffering for us. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. We cannot stand in the promise of God concerning divine health together. Our God is a good God, and he is good to you and me. He wants us to taste and see his goodness while we're living on this planet Earth. God can show mercy to you, why we are showing mercy to others, especially those who have been mistreated. And when we help the needy or the poor, the Lord will answer our prayer. The Lord will bless us and guide us. I love this promise of God in the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verses 6 to 14. Let us read this scripture together. The Lord tells us to do something that is pleasing to Him. And when we do this thing, He will answer our prayer and healing will be on our way. The Bible says, no, this is the kind of fasting I want. So God said that we don't fast out of rituals, but we fast with a heart of obedience, seeking the Lord and doing what the Lord tells us to do. We fast food, or we fast some good time or computer game or whatever that we like to do, and we spend money and time to do the right thing. What are the right things we should do? Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. In other words, we help those who have been taken advantage or misjudged from their hardships and suffering. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. We should treat other people who work in our team or our employees with justice and fairness. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. We forgive people. We let the chain go out of their life. We help people to be free from the bondage of sin. We should serve God in the church. We should pray for people. We should bring people into the Word, into the Lord Jesus, and into the fire of God. Help people to be set free from the chains that bind them for years and years, the curses in their life. We break the curse for them. We pray for them. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them. And do not hide from relatives who need your help. In other words, we should live a life of love to help people, to bless people, to really become the hand of God that flow the goodness of God from heaven into people's life. We should not be selfish. We should not live for ourselves, but we should live our life to bless other people. Then what happened? The outcome of having that kind of lifestyle or doing those things. Then your salvation will come like the dawn and your wounds will quickly heal. Salvation includes everything. Protection from accident, financial blessing, getting out of debt, getting out from the addictions, from broken family, from curses. Salvation covers every part of our life, every aspect of our life. Salvation will come to us when we treat other people justly, help those who are in need, and forgive people and help people to be free from the bondage. And your wounds will quickly heal. So when we have the wounds in our heart or we have sickness, we're going to be healed quickly. Your godliness will lead you forward and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. We're going to receive special protection from the Lord when we live that kind of lifestyle. Then when you call or when you pray, you talk to God, the Lord will answer, yes, I am here. He will quickly reply. Oh, I love that. I want to live the way that the book of Isaiah tells me here. And I believe when I pray, God going to listen to me and answer my prayers. Remove the heavy yoke of oppression. So don't take advantage of anybody, but help people to be set free from oppression, oppression of other people, of oppression of demon and of Satan. We should be a Christian who really help other people, serve other people, get involved in the church, and help people who come into the church. Stop pointing your finger and spreading vicious rumors. Don't gossip. Don't judge other people, pointing finger to other people. Feed the hungry. Help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. The Lord will guide you continually, giving your water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Oh, I love this promise of God. Some of you will rebuild the deserted ruins of your cities. Then you will be known as a rebuilder of walls and a restorer of homes. Keep the Sabbath day holy. So don't miss your church. Every Sunday, go to church and you rest in the Lord. You should set aside the time every week to worship the Lord, to rest in the Lord, and seek the face of the Lord. Don't pursue your own interests on that day. So on Sunday, don't think about golf game and don't go out to have party. Give yourself to the Lord fully on the Sabbath. Today, we celebrate the Lord on Sunday, not Saturday, because it's a day of resurrection. And enjoy the Sabbath and speak of it with delight as the Lord's holy day. Honor the Sabbath in everything you do on that day. You need to really go to church to worship Lord with a heart of honor and appreciation. Don't go out of ritual or don't go to church because you're forced to or because you have to fulfill religious ceremony. No, you go with joy, with appreciation. You love the Lord. You want to worship the Lord and hear His message. And you go to the church to bless people, to meet people, to help people, greeting people. And don't follow your own desires or talk idly. Then the Lord will be your delight. I will give you great honor and satisfy you with the inheritance I promised to your ancestor, Jacob. I, the Lord, have spoken. I would like to encourage you to read the promise of God in the book of Isaiah here and put it into practice. And I believe if you practice what the scriptures say here, you don't miss church, you do the best to go to church with the right heart, you help the poor, you really set the captive free, you serve the Lord, helping people around you, bringing people to salvation and into revival, and let the Holy Spirit touch people. You are the instrument of God to bring heaven to this planet Earth. The Lord will protect you, bless you, give you the breakthroughs. He will answer your prayer. He will listen to you. And you shall shine the light of God in this generation. Let us pray together that we will have the power, the strength to be able to obey what the Lord say in these scriptures. And we will see the fulfillment of the promise of God in these scriptures, in this passage. Father, give us a new heart. Give us the heart of faith, a heart of love, a heart of faithfulness, mercy, compassion. Give us the anointing, Lord. Help us to be sensitive to see the needs of other people and to use us, Lord, to set the captive free, to treat other people with justice and fairness, Lord. Lord, use us to bring people who are in bondage to Christ. Help us to be able to lead them into freedom. Use us as your instrument to be the blessing to many people. Lord, if we hold grudges against anybody, give us the spirit of love and forgiveness that we can forgive them. And we will be able to live a life of love and obedience to you, Lord. Oh Lord, as we are generous to the poor, generous to the needy, you will listen to our prayer. And you shall heal our body. You shall, Lord, pour your blessing upon us and our offspring. And we're going to see the inheritance of heaven in our life and the next generation to come. Father, we declare that this promise of God shall come to pass. And all of us will practice what you say in these scriptures, Lord. Oh Lord, we're going to see this happen in your church. And your people will see the breakthrough, healing, victory, provision. They're going to see the favor of God, the goodness of the Lord. And when they pray, Father, and when I pray, you shall answer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I would like to encourage you to literally read this passage of scripture again and again. In the book of Jeremiah, the Bible says that God shall restore our health and heal us of our wounds. Let's read Jeremiah 30 verse 17 together and declare the promise of God and stand on this promise, and we're going to see the manifestation of divine healing and divine health in our own life and in our church. Jeremiah 30, 17. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, no one seeks her. Let us pray together that the Lord will restore your health and he will heal your wounds. Can be the wounds of your spirit, the wound of your mind, the wound of your heart. Maybe you grew up in a very limited environment. Your parents were poor, or some of you were abused by your family or your relative, and you got wound in your heart. Or maybe you face divorce and you got really down in your spirit, discouraged and disappointed because your spouse walked away from you to another person. All of us have some kind of wounds. The wounds of our childhood, the wound that come from broken relationship. And some of us may have chronic sicknesses or diseases that have been bothering you for a long time, and the doctors could not do anything. I have seen so many patients of mine who have so many sickness and disease that I cannot help. They really need divine intervention and power of God to heal them. So for you right now, we will stand in faith in the promise of God here in the book of Jeremiah. Let us pray. Father, we believe, Lord, that you are the healer. You promise us in the book of Jeremiah here, Lord, that you can heal. You are willing to heal, and you shall heal my brother and sister who are listening to the word of God and standing in faith right now with me. And you shall really heal the wounds in their life, not just only physical wounds, but the spiritual wounds in their life. They will be set free, completely healed, completely whole, and they can have a super abundant life to serve you, and they can go out to heal other people as well, Father. We believe, Father, that healing is on their way and miracles shall happen to them. We believe and declare in Jesus' mighty name. that supernatural touch of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit from heaven, shall flow into their life right now, be healed. I don't care what kind of sickness and disease. They are healed right now. In Jesus' name, and God, you get all the glory, and many lives shall be saved, and many people will be blessed through my brother and sister. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad we spent time together to read the scripture and to pray together. I have produced this kind of clip or sermon in this series called Praying God Promises. Please watch or listen to the one before this and also follow this series, because I'm going to keep reading the promises of God in different subjects, different needs of life. And I believe that when two or three gather together and pray together in the name of Jesus by faith, heaven shall be open and answer our prayer. And you can send this clip or this sermon or this sharing time to your relative or your friend. If they need prayer, they should listen to the Word of God like this, like what we are doing right now, to build faith and pray together. God bless you. I hope to see you in other sermons or in this series, Praying God Promises of Other Parts. God bless you. God loves you so much. Thank you so much.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
So thirsty.